Hi, welcome to Open House. I'm Amy Welsh, and we celebrate here who we are and what we do as a community. And I am so privileged to have one of my good friends with us today, Joel Zimmerman from Destination Gettysburg. He's the content and trails manager, but we're going to find out a little bit more about Destination Gettysburg and then dive right in to what Joel is up to. So Joel, welcome.
Hey Amy, how's it going?
Good, good. Before we begin though, I have a little surprise for you.
Okay.
I got you your very own fanny pack. And
Thanks.
You are very welcome. And I thought this would be great because as you are a trails manager, you can go around, keep all your things. I brought you a little bottle of water over there. So I think you can stay very organized, hands-free, and here is your very own fanny pack.
Well, thank you very much. This is gonna keep all of my trail items in here, keeping me organized.
Yes.
Got to stay hydrated. So.
Yeah, so that's a good start. But
well,
speaking of, starting off, tell us, what is Destination Gettysburg?
So Destination Gettysburg, we promote the region here in Adams County. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much to see and do here. We know that there's the battlefield, July 1863, one of the largest battles to ever occur on North American soil took place here. So we know that's extremely important, and that's kind of what makes Gettysburg so unique and different. But there's just so much other interesting things going on in this town.
So who does Destination Gettysburg promote to? Is it just local or is it outside?
What's great is that it's a little bit of both. Now, of course, we do want to bring in the outside. We want to bring in visitors, you know, maybe within a 300-mile or so radius. We're a day away from driving. We're very close to a large portion of the population of the country.
So a lot of what you do is highlight day trips for outside visitors or weekends where we have so many great B&Bs and guided tours and things you can do for a whole weekend.
Exactly. You can definitely be here for a day and, you know, get a little bit of a taste of Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. But we definitely encourage that overnight stay because you get to experience, like you said, a very unique bed and breakfast. You get to go on a ghost tour. You get to eat at a really cool restaurant. You get to explore the battlefield. You know, so that's kind of the how we try to get people to come here, visit here, enjoy the area. But we also realize that it would be a disservice to not highlight what's going on for the locals as well.
So speaking of when people come here, they get a little taste of Gettysburg. What is happening as far as taste with the crop hop? This is one of my favorite things. So I'm new here, so explain it to me as if I know nothing about the crop hop.
Okay, so the Adams County Crop Hop is a farm and market trail. So it was developed in May of, or created rather, in May of 2021 as a way for people to explore the Adams County countryside. We are one of the largest producers of apples in the entire country. We're home to the South Mountain Fruit Belt, which is pretty much on the southeastern slopes of South Mountain Range, mm-hmm. Which is just kind of like western Adams County. So once you travel 10 minutes up north, you're almost in a different world.
Yeah.
There's 20,000 acres of orchards that just cover the land, rolling hills, and the crop hop is a way that we can get people to get out there in a more easier way. We do that with a passport.
Okay.
So you can sign up for your free passport at adamscountycrophop.com.
Okay.
Super simple. Just enter your information. You can then save it on your phone. So it's not an app. It's more so just like a website that you get texted or emailed to you. Then you can save it on your home screen.
And this was going to tell me where to go or what to do. Are there special events happening at each one? Or do I go and buy from their markets?
Yeah, so it's really in-depth because we do list all of our participating locations mm-hmm. on the passport. When you go to a location, it's geolocated, so it knows that you're within a certain radius of that location. You hit check-in,
okay,
and then you earn points. So you actually get 10 points for checking into a location,
okay,
and then you can start earning points to get prizes that you can redeem whatever prize you want, essentially.
Awesome.
So we actually have one of the prizes here. This is a really nice baseball cap, crop hop.
Excellent.
And yeah, so you pretty much go to farm markets, explore the Adams County countryside, and you literally win prizes doing it.
That is exciting. So it's encouraging locals and those visiting to either extend their visit and also extend outside of just the center of Gettysburg and the battlefield, like you talked about earlier. A lot of people think, oh, I'm going to Gettysburg, and you just really think just the battlefield. But what you're doing with Destination Gettysburg and the Crop Hop is you're saying, hey, explore outside into all of Adams County, because we have all these other amazing things you could see. Apple orchards, do they do a lot of farm to plate locations that you're doing that serve our restaurants in town?
Oh yeah, well, there's like Euler's Organic Farms every Saturday during the summer months. They actually have a breakfast where they have all of their meats and foods that they are all organic. They're on site. So it's like breakfast at Euler's. A lot of the farm markets participate in the Adams County Farmers Market. They definitely have markets elsewhere, but you know, we want them to visit these, you know, their locations
where it's
site.
Grown, where the food
is like you can
really produce.
Exactly. And you know, not all the Crop Hop stops are the same, but that's okay. You know, every stop's a little different.
Unique.
Yeah, exactly. And another really cool feature of the passport, we can actually add an event to the listings. So this upcoming weekend is the second annual Adams County Blossom Festival.
I've heard a lot about this.
At the National Apple Museum.
Yes.
So we actually added that to the passport as a venue you can check in. We made the settings so that you can only check in on May 6th from the time that that event is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get you to go to National Apple Museum for 10 points. You then check in to that location for another 10 points. You have 20 points. You only need 10 more points to get the first prize, which is a Crop Hop t-shirt.
Oh, wow.
But maybe you want to save up your points and get a cutting board or a insulated tote bag or hat. We also have a nice tumbler mug as well.
Excellent.
So you can really kind of pick and choose what you want.
I love this idea. Destination Gettysburg is bringing them here, making Gettysburg obviously known not just for the battlefield. And on that, there's another trail that you do.
Yes. So it is still kind of, you know, in the agriculture world.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Adams County Pour Tour.
Okay.
So the Pour Tour is a craft beverage trail. So instead of going to farms, markets, nurseries, other attractions like that, you're going to go to breweries, distilleries, wineries, cideries, and meaderies. Yes.
Excellent.
So it's a very rare drink, mead, but we do have that available here in Adams County, which is really cool.
That is great. So the same concept, getting on the app, Pour Tour, Adams County Pour Tour.
Exactly. App. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. We have a digital passport.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to AdamsCountyPourTour.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to DestinationGettysburg.com, you can see all of our trails there and you can learn more about them. But yeah, so you just go to Pour Tour website, sign up for the free passport, and same procedures where you get sent a link. You can open that link and then save it to your home screen, or you can just work within that link. But yeah, it actually lists all of the locations on the Pour Tour, as well as the beverages that each location offers.
Oh, so you can pre-plan your weekend.
Yeah, you can see what there is already, you know, so you can be like, oh, I want to maybe go here, go here, go here. Based on that passport, it's a tool that you can plan for your trip. And also, when you're at a specific location, it helps you understand a little bit more what they have to offer. You know, some locations make their own beer and spirits.
Right.
So you can get two stamps at that location. So we try to get people to, again, explore what's in our own backyard for both locals, you know, and visitors alike.
Here's what I like about this one. So just like the Crop Hop, it's grown local and it's delivered back into the community. The Pour Tour has locations where they grow their own wheat. One of them specifically grows their own wheat on the battlefield.
Yes, that is correct.
That's a really cool thing. So back up. These locations that are on the Pour Tour or Crop Hop are really feed back into the community. Literally feed back into the community. Mm-hmm. So when I'm on the Pour Tour and I'm going through the different wineries, meaderies, cideries, it's local, and some of it's local grown, local owned, right back in.
Family operated, family owned. It's just
for decades, some of them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those farm markets have been around for at least 50 years, fifth generation. So it's just really special, and it's a very amazing privilege for me and, you know, Destination Gettysburg to connect with these business owners and to promote them and recognize this hard work that they've been putting in generation after generation. I mean, it's not easy, you know, to be a farmer. It's not easy to make a business, you know, be successful in the amount of time and energy. So, you know, whatever we can do to find out what makes each location special and unique, promote those, you know, locations, get people to go there, and just striving all the time to make them successful, because it does feed back into it and it just makes us a stronger community.
One of the locations on the porch where they do serve food, so that's great. And when I was speaking to the owner at that location, he was saying that during the summertime, up to 80% of the food they bring in is locally grown by some of these outside markets.
What's also a really nice, cool event is during August, there's this thing called Bounty of the County. So a lot of farms in the area send their crops and in different produce to restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then the restaurants will then craft different menus utilizing the locally grown produce.
I love that.
And yeah, it's called Bounty of the County. So that's kind of a cool little merger of both the Crop Hop and Poor Tour, actually.
And that happens every August here in town?
It was last August. I'm not sure if it's, you know, this August, but...
So stay connected to DestinationGettysburg.com for all events of things like that. That's where we would find that.
Definitely. We have all the events listed in our event calendar. I actually produce two different newsletters, one for the Crop Hop and one for the Poor Tour, that gives people an idea of what's going on in that given month, upcoming events, what's new with each partner. Just try my best to be on top of everything that's going on.
Awesome. And so with the event side of it too, does that kind of stay local? Do you bring in outside musicians or bands, or what happens during events that we can look forward to?
So in terms of the Poor Tour events, there are just so many all the time. I mean, there's live music, there's karaoke, there's paint and sips, there's different do-it-your-own workshops. I mean, last week you could have gone, you know, at a cookie, you know, you could have created your own cookies. And then after that, you know, you could have gone to open mic. And then after that, you could go line dancing.
Oh, how fun.
You know, so it's just this diverse, world, honestly.
So what I love hearing about your guided trails is it's not just about the farm to plate. It's not just about the beverages. They also offer so much more in the community because these locations have great communal access.
What's been really great is seeing just, you know, different like musical artists at these locations, because then I start to feel like that's like its own sub-community. And it's really nice to kind of see all these different communities working together and helping each other out to, you know, make something happen and create excitement on the weekends. And, so I just feel like I have that, you know, that drive to recognize what's going on and promoting it through the events and our newsletters and for both locals and visitors.
Exactly. And what I love about both of these is definitely the Poor Tour. You do have to be 21 or older to participate on the getting your stamps, but the places they go to are some family-friendly places.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of kids, a lot of outdoor space, and definitely the markets.
Yeah, I think...
So this is family-friendly. Everything you're doing at Destination Gettysburg is saying community local, and within a day or two drive, come for the weekend, come for the week, come for a day, and you can be a family, an individual, a couple, and have the same great experience.
And I think, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, family friendly in the sense that there are lots of things that families can do. I think a better way to kind of sum it all up is that there really is something for everyone between both trails. I think that people are really looking just for really unique, special experiences, and especially with the Crop Hop, just driving up to Adams County, countryside alone can change somebody. And people come here for the battle, you know, we know that, and that's why I'm even here. You know, I love the history. But yeah, just come here during April and see those apple blossoms, and you know, you'll definitely want to be back
here. And then
here.
In the fall with the gorgeous leaves changing. That in itself is such an experience that Adam County can give to you beyond the battlefield, even beyond walking inside of a restaurant or inside of a shop, really experiencing everything that's outside, literally outside of Gettysburg.
I mean, you know, Gettysburg is just an authentic place from top to bottom. Not much has changed. I mean, it's still farming is still a huge part of this industry. You know, during the Battle of Gettysburg, there were orchards everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just really great to see that it's doing really well. And there's excitement of people trying to get out there and see it. So.
And a lot of people love that farm to plate. It's talked about all over social media all the time. Farm to plate, really supporting the community and getting the health freshest foods you can. And
yeah.
That's what your Crop Hop does.
Yeah, I mean, you could even, you know, get the kids and go out and go pick blueberries. Or
yeah.
You can pick apples. You know, a lot of these locations offer those types of activities and events that, you know, you can get out there and actually grab the apples and, you know, be there in the moment.
I know you have many more ideas. What's on the scope of the calendar for 2023 for everybody? Okay, maybe they've done the Crop Hop or the Pour Tour. What else, Destination Gettysburg?
Well, from a Destination Gettysburg standpoint, it's been a very exciting time to be in Gettysburg. This past winter, we had a movie that was filmed, produced here in Gettysburg called The Gettysburg Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna be premiering later this year, probably, you know, I think December.
Mm-hmm. It's at the Majestic Theater.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the 30th anniversary of the Gettysburg movie as
oh,
well.
Yeah.
So that's been 30 years. We've had new museums opening up last year, this year, new restaurants, just a lot going on.
It is very exciting, and I think this year is also the 160th.
It is. We have two reenactments as well. So,
oh my gosh.
It's just a great time to be in Gettysburg. There's just so much to talk about, so much going on. And I think to kind of sum it up is just reaching those people that are close by, offering them a different experience,
mm-hmm.
getting them to be here, having them, you know, making sure that we can do what we can to make that process easy of what can they do, how can they do it. So making sure that we equip them with those tools. You know, first you got to get in front of them and then getting them here. And
so if you're thinking of coming to Gettysburg, destinationgettysburg.com is the place they should start. And you have a whole array of calendars, events, where to stay, what to do, what to eat, just everything that a visitor would need coming to Gettysburg.
Exactly. We have blogs as well that we like to highlight just kind of different things. That's our way to kind of add just more supplemental content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I do the trails, but I just know a lot about Gettysburg and, you know, love the area. I produced a blog called Battlefield Vantage Points.
Oh, that's
so
really great.
So not many people might know about Benner's Hill, but Benner's Hill was a Confederate artillery platform that was not in the best position. It was a little bit more lower than East Cemetery Hill and Culp's Hill. But when you're on this hill, you can just see the entire town of Gettysburg, and you can see Oak Ridge. You can like almost see like the entire, you know,
everything
happened. Another spot I love is the Seminary Cupola. You know, you can see where the Confederates came. You can see where the battle started. You can see the hills in the rear of the city, you know, the town, to kind of see where the high ground was, and just you can really kind of get a pulse.
And
on
you're highlighting
what's going
these on your blog. So I was
going
to also ask you two things. When visitors come, what is the number one thing everybody wants to see and do, and what is the most underrated thing they should see and do? You might have just mentioned it with Culp's Hill. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, I definitely think it's important to go to the visitor center just to kind of see the museum and the cyclorama, which is a just an incredible piece of art. And there's a nice movie that you can watch, narrated by Morgan Freeman, to kind of give you a background of the battle. You can hire a licensed battlefield guide to take you out on the battlefield for a personalized tour, or you can go on a bus, or you can do an audio tour. So definitely got to get you on the battlefield.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. It's a large swath of land, but definitely, that's cliche to say, but mm-hmm. definitely got to get on that battlefield
yeah.
somehow. But I think, you know, something that people might not really know about is, I think, I'm just going to, you know, the countryside. I just think that it's just so beautiful.
And I think that's why you're passionate about this project of
yeah.
what you do.
And I mean, obviously a lot of the crop hop stops are in the countryside, but a lot of the poor tour stops are as well, because they really make use of the fertile soil for their vineyards and hops and stuff like that. So definitely just got to go to the battlefield and then just explore Upper Adams County. And I think you're going to be well on your way of, you know, getting a sense of this place.
Come see the battlefield, but stay for the really unique culture that's here and the diverse community.
Gettysburg is a more economically friendly destination
mm-hmm.
That still offers extremely premium products, of course.
Yeah.
But I think you have that ease of accessibility, you have that authenticity, and I think we're a very unique location that has
well,
so
I
much
think
to
you're
offer.
In the right demographic to make it happen, and I won't have you give away any secrets, but I will look forward to more trail tours that you'll create in the coming months to years, because there's a lot in Gettysburg and Adams County that is equally as unique as what you've created on the Poor Tour and the Crop Hop. So I can't wait to see what else is unique and out there that I'm going to join.
Yeah, I'm always out there looking, seeing what's going on. So I'm always trying to be on top of everything and just trying to make it a fun spot.
I have a feeling we'll see some local bands through the summer tour. I expect to be on next year on your site. We'll see what we have there. Thank you for coming on today. Is there anything else you want to wrap up and invite anybody from the community, whether you're local or you're outside the community, something special that's happening this summer they can start planning? We've talked about the 160th.
Mm-hmm.
What is anything pretty unique and exciting to start planning?
Well, I think, you know, just to be here in peak harvest season, probably August is when you're going to see the apples start coming in. July, August is a great time, you know.
And
is
the crop hop, what is it all year? I know the poor tours all year, anytime.
Yeah.
When is the crop hop?
Good point. So we actually, just this year, we restructured the crop hop so that it runs from May 1st to December 31st. And we promoted that through our consumer newsletter that is sent out to many, many people. And so that's something where we thought that we could make a more, you know, focus more on the time that that the local produce will be in those farm markets.
That is great.
And a lot of the farm markets, you know, they're not even open, you know, until mm-hmm. May, June, just because they don't have their crops yet. But, you know, soon we'll see.
So the crop hop opens today. Get on there, find out where you can go right away.
Yeah.
Because it is just that short window.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're relying on nature, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and just
and the poor tour all year.
Poor tour is all year, so it's, you know, we don't want you to, you know, get all the stamps in one weekend.
don't want to be too ambitious with that.
Yeah, but, at this time we don't have a season for that,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're always, you know, looking to change anything that we need to.
Gettysburg, any season is appropriate, especially our winter is beautiful. Destination Gettysburg is involved in a lot of things there. So coming here and joining the Poor Tour during any season is fine, but having that unique experience if you're planning something right now, the crop hop.
Exactly.
Get out of the city,
yeah.
away from your devices, and really enjoy the exterior beauty that's natural to Adams County. And you've really capitalized on that by creating this tour, this guided trail.
Yeah, the trails, The Port Tour actually started in 2018, but it has gone through a lot of adversities, you know, just like everything with the pandemic and trying to find our footing, you know, past that point. And then the Crop Hop has been around since May 2021. So me coming on board, you know, I was really focused on breathing life into both trails, getting a sense of who's on each trail, what makes each spot special, what kind of content can we create to start getting people to go there, making sure they have all of the, you know, marketing collateral.
And again, this is just like when people visit any town or city, they always want to know that where do the locals go? And I think these two trails really hit on that. You've done an extraordinary job.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, I'm definitely a people person. I really enjoy making those connections and hearing people out and just listening to them and making sure they have faith that, you know, I'm doing everything that I can to help them and just keeping those relationships
strong. So you're bringing
the
locals and the visitors together.
Try to bring everything together, you know, just trying to create a happy place for everybody.
I love it. And I love that today, May 1st, is the Crop Hop.
It is very, yeah, it's...
So I'm going to get my app out, and I'll probably see you around there this week.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, Amy. I really appreciate you having me here.
Of course. And we're going to see a lot more of you, Destination Gettysburg, the Crop Hop, Port Tour, and anything else you have going on. Keep us posted, because you have a good vision.
Well, I really, really appreciate that.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. So, May 1st, if you're seeing this now, let's head out to the Crop Hop and get some local grown foods, bring them back home, and find that recipe for the winning apple pie. See if we can make it happen. Thanks so much.